This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Renee on social media platforms right now. Who cares? Who cares? This is all being used to drive more fear to get people to bend the knee to a new world order. It was Paul Warburg, who is dead and in hell now where he belongs. He ate the fruit of his own ways. Okay, he now believes in the God that he said he didn't believe in. And the fact of the matter is, and I'm putting that up against Revelation 21 verse 8. Also, Hebrews 9:27. That said, we're going to have a new world order either by consent or by conquest, war. Okay? Don't worry about what they're doing. Live your life in such a fashion where they're worried about what you're doing. That's how you're supposed to live your life. Okay? You're supposed to be on the offensive, not the defensive. Okay, and here let me offset it with what I'm doing right now. I'm showing you the crimes of Bill Gates. I'm showing you the crimes of Anthony Fauci. I'm showing you the crimes of the head of the CDC and the WHO. I'm showing you the crimes of federal and state governments right now. Okay, that are going along with this pandemic. The crimes of Western medicine and big pharma. That's what I'm doing. But then I'm turning around and pointing my finger at you, the responsible party, that declare unto everybody that you're a Christian. And I'm pointing my finger at you and saying, the Lord said to keep his commandments and live. Proverbs 7:2. This is your wisdom in the sight of the nations. Deuteronomy 4:6. But if you fail to do it, as I rejoiced over you to do you good. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. As I rejoiced over you to do you good because you disobeyed me, now I'm going to rejoice over you to bring you to judgment. Okay? We all know that this is all a farce. We all know that this is a fraud. We all can see this alliance of hell. We can all see this covenant of death. And that's exactly what it is, Isaiah 28, verse 18. The Lord looks to us to deal with them on this earth as it is in heaven. That is his commandment, not a suggestion. Oh, and by the way, to further prove the point that this is nothing more than a fraud. Yesterday, I brought up, someone sent this over to me. It's on TikTok, and it's a video. And what it is, and I'm just going to kind of give you a little bit of an overview really quick before I play this. But it's on TikTok concerning the Omicron, okay? The new variant. And this is going to go on until people put a stop to it. As I've said before, friends, you want the virus to go away? Deal with Bill Gates. Deal with those that are profiting. You heard during the last break, friends, about how the economy has been devastated by this pandemic. No, your economy and your businesses have been devastated because you've allowed government to do what they don't have a right to do in the first place. And guess what, friends? Well, the little businesses were under attack. Guess who was profiting from it? You suffered. Businesses suffered, but not those that planned the pandemic. No, they accumulated 27% more concerning their wealth, the billionaires of the world did, because the American people allowed government to do what they were never delegated authority to do. So don't blame anybody else but yourselves for where we're at today. That is the truth. That is the God's honest truth. That is the word of God. The Lord continuously told us to take heed unto ourselves, take heed unto ourselves. Our sin's going to find us out. And it's exactly what's happening. Now, I've equated it to this, that if you think that you're going to allow federal government and state governments to sanction the murder of babies in the womb, you better rest assured God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and you also better rest assured that what you sow, you will reap. Well, I never had an abortion. No, but you've tolerated one. And you're tolerating them to do what they don't have the right to do. You ever heard of thou shalt not kill before? Did somebody give delegated authority to federal government, corrupt judges, corrupt politicians, both in federal and state governments, to say go ahead and kill innocent babies? I can't find that. I can find everything that tells us that they don't have a right to do it, especially when it comes to the Bill of Rights. They have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there's something called the due process of law that is missing in all of this equation. Because, again, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't take the time to know their founding documents. But I'll tell you what, they can tell you what their favorite politician is doing. They can tell you exactly what their favorite football team's doing. Isn't that interesting? And that's why America's being judged today. It's called priorities. It's called priorities. Freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do, but what we ought to do, period. But let me take it one more step, just to show you that this is a fraud, again, for the millionth time. As I just told you during the last hour, friends, you have Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's acting just like his dad in a positive, righteous way right now, very inspirational, facing off with big pharma, and the corruptions in what you're listening to all day long, namely Fauci, trying to dictate what we do through administrative law. He doesn't have the authority to do that. Robert Kennedy's coming out and telling you this is the real Anthony Fauci. He's a criminal. He's a monster. But yet there is the cameras and the microphones put up to his mouth every time he wants to whisper more control over your lives. Why is that? And why is it that state and federal governments are going right along with it? As someone, please show me the law, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. One of you attorneys that listen to me, man, come on, you got to set me right. Set me straight. But you better know what the Constitution says. I don't care about what your bar says. I know who you're sworn to. And I'm going to tell you what. If you're an attorney and you're sworn to the bar, I want to tell you, law comes from God. You probably didn't know that, number one. Number two, you are called to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws, not what the bar says. And if you want to keep going on with your bad self concerning man's commandments that war against God's commandments, well, then I'll tell you what you're doing is you're helping dig the hole for you and your posterity. And here's a reason in which I'm highlighting right now, speaking to attorneys, there's a reason the Lord woed you, and that means cursed you and judged you. Because you have the keys of knowledge, and what do you do with them? You better take, hey, I know I have some attorneys listening to me right now by the Holy Ghost, and I'm telling you right now, brother, sister, you better take heed to yourself. You have a responsibility before God. And by the way, you listening to me even now, you know that you have a responsibility. And God is watching and beholding all the good and the evil in this earth. And he's paying attention to how you respond to know to his commands, which he commanded you in response to do. He's watching everything that you are doing right now. And he's watching everything that you're failing to do right now. And my friend, you will be held accountable. If you know I'm talking to you, give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. That was the Holy Ghost. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
They're doing, Paul. You should know that. That's what they're doing. Okay, this is what I wanted to show you really quick, and I was kind of going off. And by the way, that attorney that I'm talking to right now, you better understand what the word of knowledge is and the word of wisdom, because you just got one. In particular, you are an attorney, and you have a call of God on your life, and you know the right and wrong of the Word of God, though you need to dig in more and to know His Word, 2 Timothy 2:15. The fact of the matter is you are doing your best to run away from your call. I'm here to tell you first-hand experience, got the hat and the t-shirt and everything else and the transformation along with it. You can run, my friend, but you cannot hide. You can run, but you cannot hide. Don't ever forget that. And that is directly from the Holy Ghost. And at this point in your life, you're taking steps trying to sidestep the call of God in your life. And what's going to happen is you are a half a step and a half away from falling into the very pit. And there's no coming back from this point, because you're directly being spoken to right now. I need a phone call from you. You're an attorney. 1-866-582-9933. The Bible says you're supposed to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. This is the reason for the gift of the prophetic, is to speak into your life, because only God knows. So don't call me. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But the fact of the matter is, don't call me acting like I know everything about it. I can just tell you that the Holy Ghost is speaking to you even now. You can check it out. 1-866-582-9933. And the way that this works is when you add two, there's more that comes with it. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do here, friends, is I want to show you the video that I've been talking about over the last segment. It's more important to follow the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, than it is what we have in front of us. But I want you to see how this is all predicated and premised on a fraud. What you're going to see, this is the picture I wanted to paint for you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to TikTok. What you're going to see is you're going to see that this whole situation is completely staged. Every step of the way, all the doctors with all their garb on, it's there to scare people into submission. They want to give you the impression that what's being sold to you is real. But what you're also going to see is the cameras pull back, and you're going to see that they have a camera on the train tracks. We've done this before doing music videos. And you'll see him go back and forth, and you'll see an actor on a gurney with two actors that claim to be doctors. And what they're going to do is they're going to run by the camera and then watch what they do after that, which shows you they were asking the question, was that a take? Was that a good one? And, folks, this is how you get your information. You ready for this? I'm going to let it play out a couple times for you, okay? Here we go.
Reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved.
Okay, there's no sense for the audio. I don't need the audio. But you can see the cameraman. There's two of them. Everybody's got their garb on except the camera crew. Okay? Now watch the two doctors at a distance. They'll run across with an actor on a gurney. Now watch this. Now watch this. Okay, I'm going to let it play out a couple times so you can see this is how they're starting to push the new variant. See that? Okay, now watch what they do. They got the take. Now look what they're doing. The camera's got view of the two actors that are doctors and the actor that's on the gurney. And now they're making fun of it. They're like playing along with what's going on. I'm going to let it play out again. Okay? I'm going to let it play out one more time for you just to show you how they're selling this plandemic to you. Fear, 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 fear. The pill and the jam. There's the camera crew. No mask, no plastic shields, no body armor. Again, they're going back and forth getting set for the take concerning this whole staged event. And what you'll see is the two doctors, the actors, they got an actor on a gurney, and now here they go. So it's like, okay, let's go. Yep, there they go. Now the cameras go over to them, and then they're playing around. Okay? They're playing around. Folks, again, regardless of how many times people have been shown this information, it's like they wait for the bad guys to set the next narrative. Yesterday, I had taken the time to show the people once again there's so much information here today that I could just dump on you for 3 hours. What we have in front of us right now is I'm going to go over and I'm going to show you a piece that was actually given, and this is back in the 90s, concerning CNN and how they were busted selling to the people that there was a war going on in Saudi Arabia, okay, in Saudi Arabia. And they played it out, and they kept playing it out. But what happened is there was a leak, and when it was leaked out, all of a sudden the people got a taste of what was really, in fact, going on, and what they were being told wasn't the truth at all. And I'm going to find this little piece right here. I got it. Okay, so I want you to see this. This is CNN back in the 90s. This is when they were busted. And again, what I want you to understand is they've been doing this for decades in this country. This is how you get your news through the mainstream media. Okay, I'm going to play this for you. I want you to hear this. And again, this is back in the 90s, so how much worse today as to what in fact is happening here? This was all staged in Saudi Arabia, giving you the impression that there was a war taking place. You ready for this? Here we go. Even went so far to just simply create the news, giving the impression that war was inevitable, when in fact it was completely contrived.
It was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now.
All contrived. All contrived.
Reported airburst in May.
Fake palm trees.
Intercept.
All
incoming Scud missile. We're really not sure. All we know is that the air raid sirens have gone off, and we've heard the outgoing roar of at least one Patriot missile. We've heard some sort of airburst. We can't tell where it was from where we are right now. We're waiting to see what's happening. As you can hear, the air raid sirens are still going off around us. can't see much of anything. And frankly, this is what we can show you on television right now because of military.
Now, what you need to know is the CNN anchors are in Atlanta, okay? And they continuously feed into the charade, and they express deep concern for the danger that Jocko was in. Okay, and notice the first video clip showed you the fake palm trees in the background blown all around. The second take, there was no wind whatsoever. Okay, now they're giving you the impression that they're under attack. Now listen to this.
Restrictions from both the Saudis and the U.S.
CD, if you need to take cover, I noticed that you've got your gas
scripted.
Mask in
all
your hand.
Scripted.
If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able...
Now, this is between takes. Listen carefully. This is the same actor,
look at this.
The useful
look,
idiot.
Look at this. Look at this.
I thought they were...
Journaliste américain.
They're in a studio.
By Dan Quayle. Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Okay, so CNN lied in 1991. It would be a foolish assumption on your part to actually believe that they have stopped their shenanigans. But hang on a second, okay? I'm just showing you that everything that you're getting from the mainstream media is fake. It's all fake. We've been told it's been fake by people from the inside. And isn't it interesting how the government, for some reason or another, are working hand in glove going along with the charade concerning the pandemic? Well, what are you talking about, Brad? When I come back on the other side of this break, okay, this is live radio. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. Go to the right side at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, I want to say this. I'm going to show you a video showing you again the best that you have. Rand Paul, 2 weeks ago, said that Fauci should be in prison. He should go to prison. That's all we get from our representatives, okay? Now I'm going to bring you over to the next American appeaser. He's shameful. He's a joke to me. I don't know how anybody can take this guy seriously. Honestly, he's got a high opinion of himself. And I'm talking about the other great American appeaser, and I'm talking about Ted Cruz. Okay? Ted Cruz is telling you that we've had enough of Dr. Fauci's lies. I'm here to tell you, Americans, it's called perjury. And there's consequence for perjury. See how it just banners back and forth, and it's all aimed at the American people? And the best that you've got, do nothing to put the bad guys in jail. Why? Because they're all profiting. They're all profiting. Amos 5:7. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? I'm going to take a quick break again. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you this video. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dozens were feared dead after tornadoes and severe weather caused catastrophic damage across multiple states, tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
Football star and TV celebrity Michael Strahan caught a ride to space with Jeff Bezos' rocket launching company Saturday, sharing the trip with the daughter of America's first astronaut. Touchdown has a new meaning now, he tweeted after landing. This is USA Radio News. Six people were part of the NS-19 mission, including Fox Sports' Michael Strahan and Laura Shepherd Churchley, the oldest daughter of NASA astronaut Alan Shepherd, for whom the rocket is named.
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1.
And Paul has confirmed New Shepard has cleared the tower and is on its way to space.
Churchley and the former New York Giant, guests of Blue Origin, were joined by four paying customers. The group launched from West Texas Launch Site 1 facility near Van Horn. 55 people died and more than 100 are injured after a tractor-trailer smuggling migrants from Guatemala, Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, and Honduras crashed into a bridge and flipped over on Thursday. The truck was smuggling about 250 migrants when it crashed into a bridge in southern Mexico and flipped over. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do a show on this. I got... You guys ever heard of Bart Sibrel? I believe I'm saying his name right. Bart Sibrel. He's a super intellectual dude. He's the guy that has literally confronted all of those that have claimed to be on the moon and asked them to swear on the Bible that they went there. One of them actually punched him, Buzz Aldrin. And the mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist. And then about 2 weeks ago, I played another video of another individual that said he went to the moon, and Bart confronted him and said, I want you to put your hand on the Bible and swear to God that you've been to the moon. And he threatens him as well. Wait a second. There was only one press conference concerning the moon landing. You would have thought they would have gave press conference after press. They would still be giving them today. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is you just heard through the mainstream media and the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, because they're good for nothing, as usual. That's what Scripture tells us, and we're to beware of them, Mark 8:15. The leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine coming from the government. The reason I'm bringing this up is because you heard on the last little propaganda hit, an inundation of more of their propaganda, that they're talking now of the first astronaut. I'm lost. I thought we've already been to the moon. Yeah. Right? Hey, folks, there was a Babel. There's limits on what man can do. But if I can convince you that we've been there, guess what? I can get you to give up trillions of dollars. And then what I can do is I can create something called NASA, and then I can name it after a criminal SS war. Oh, what do I say? A Third Reich officer under Adolf Hitler through Project Paperclip and bringing 1,800 war criminals over from Germany. And then what I can do is I can name NASA after them. Oh, wait a second. That's what I'll do. That's what they did do. That's what they did do. I don't understand people. America's first astronaut. I thought we were beyond that. No, but they do this because they get away with it because of the short-term memories of the people that pay attention to their propaganda. And again, I say shame on you. I got another video set up in front of me right now, and I'm just going to do a whole show on this. That's what I need to do. And I'll let you decide as to what has happened and what is transpiring here, friends, because a lot of it is just nothing but a bunch of phooey. It really is. Again, propaganda. And I don't know why we're stuck on this today, but we are, and we're just going to keep going with it. And maybe if I get a little time before the end of the show, I want to show you a video from Tom Fitton, the president and CEO of Judicial Watch, who had to sue the government for the footage of a 155-foot plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon. And after we watch the video, it's interesting because nobody in their right mind can see that 155-foot airplane that allegedly hit the Pentagon. But I want you to think about this. Tom Fitton had to sue them, the government, to have it released. Okay? Okay, but before we do that, let's get over to this. This is important, okay? Because this is how, somehow or another, how the people in this country are entertained out of their freedoms. And what am I talking about? Ted Cruz, he's had enough of Dr. Fauci's lies, okay? Ted Cruz is worth $4 million. Makes $174,400 a year, which means he's selling you out to special interest groups. He's a globalist, so is his wife. He has five offices in the United States of America alone, and somehow or another, again, you have been led to believe this is the best that you have. Well, let's see the best that we have here, because I want to see how he just really calls for justice upon the head of this Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, as our friend over at Fox News equated him to, okay? So let's see what he has to say here, because I'm curious as to when all this is going to stop. I got a pretty good idea when it's going to stop, when the people don't tolerate it anymore. You ready for this?
I think he's the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of the country.
Dangerous bureaucrat in the history of our country. But almost every other commercial that you hear is the propaganda that is falling from the mouth of Joseph Mengele Fauci. Okay? Your government's job is to enforce the law against the likes of these criminal bureaucrats. I didn't say it. Ted Cruz said it. It's not his job to sit there and patronize the people that he works for with a smirk on his face, acting as if this is somehow or another some sort of game when people are dying from what they are selling, okay? This is what the people put up with, okay? Here we go. Let's go back to, Teddy Cruz.
A moment ago, you just played about hurting science. I don't think anyone has hurt science, has hurt the credibility of the CDC, has hurt the credibility of doctors more.
The credibility of the CDC, who was supposed to fall under investigation back in 2015. What did you hear Ted Cruz just do? Protect the CDC and their crimes against we the people. He's not tearing down the narrative of that of Anthony Fauci. He's actually helping to prop it up. Okay? He's helping to prop it up. He's not tearing it down, okay? This is just an issue. We don't like him anymore. Let's get someone else in there. And that's exactly what they mean to do. And that's exactly how they mean to basically desensitize you into believing that that's what needs to be done. That's not what needs to be done. What needs to be done here, friends, is that this individual, this criminal, needs to be judged publicly for the world to see, because the message will be then, Proverbs 16:6, that we will not tolerate your crimes in any sense of the word any longer.
or than Dr. Fauci, because throughout this pandemic, he's been dishonest, he's been political, he's been partisan, and the American people know it.
Ted Cruz slams Dr. Fauci for his horrible history of lying about the pandemic.
Okay, so here, I want you to look at this. This is what, again, the American people put up with. Ted Cruz slams Dr. Fauci's lies. See, this is how they all stay in business, friends.
For the last 2 years.
This is how they all stay in business. They keep highlighting the crimes of the bad guys in the government as if to suggest this is a football game between two teams. And by the way, they are two different teams, but people need to realize that they're all on the same team. That's how they're sold to you. For those that did not know, and I don't know that if you've ever been to a Harmon Globetrotters game before. You ever been to a Harmon Globetrotters game? I did one. I took my kids to it years back. I was pretty impressed with what those guys could do. But you guys know that they have a traveling team that goes along with them. And they're all actors. They're all set up to lose the game to the Harlem Globetrotters. You guys know that. Well, that's exactly what these politicians that you put up with are doing, too. See, Anthony Fauci has a traveling team, and they're called the best that you have, the American appeasers, that continuously basically play the arch enemy to Anthony Fauci, but they continuously give the ball to him to continually score against the people that they need to take down. And guess who those people are? You. That's who. You. Let's see what else old Teddy has to say. And again, we'll just listen to some more of this just so you can get an idea. When you get sick and tired of it, friends, you can just go ahead and let me know. Because, again, I've already told you I've been sick and tired of this garbage for decades. For decades.
Have to be worn in schools by kids? Well, because teachers' union bosses wanted it, and that's not a scientific reason.
Okay, wait a second. What Ted Cruz is talking about now, he's telling them that, you know, look at Tony has done. He made the kids in public schools wear masks. He's made them now, you know, through forced compliance measures to get vaccinated, and you know, it's the fault of the bosses. The union bosses, said Teddy Cruz. Really? I didn't know that Anthony Fauci, I didn't know that the union bosses, I didn't know that the school boards, I didn't know that the governors or the mayors in our union throughout the United States, I didn't know that they were above the law, Teddy. And what I keep hearing you do is parrot that what you would hear through something that you could buy concerning the paparazzi, namely the National Inquiring Minds Need to Know. I see you talking about everything but what you should be talking about, and that is the enforcement of the law concerning the crimes of those that are trying to force compliance. It's called sleight of hand. And again, this is what happens when people don't pay attention. Let's keep listening to more of his, he's a bad actor is what he is, and he's a clown in the circus of politics. Okay, that's what Ted Cruz is. Here we go.
A reason, and you know, this weekend he did this long interview where he gave the answer. He said, "I represent science. I am science." I got to admit, Sean, I was laughing. It's like Louis the 14th.
For the record, science is the study of creation, and our Creator wants us all to know that the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11 tells us that, and that we're not to mix seed. Okay. If you were the devil, what would you want to do to destroy and what would you want to do to commit the act of genocide? You'd want to get in the blood because that's where the life is at. John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay. Americans are dying. I just want you to know, people are dying while our politicians are highlighting the crimes of the criminals that they fail to prosecute. It shows you what government is not doing. Oh, side note to that. You guys all know that in California now, just to show you and to define tyranny in action through exhibition, you guys know in San Francisco right now that a criminal can go into any store and steal up to $900 worth of merchandise, and he can walk out the door and he cannot be prosecuted. Friends, I'm here to tell you that you steal a penny worth in the sight of God, you're guilty as charged. This is tyranny, friends, and they're trying to create a society that's at war. We got to get a hold of this.
At
we'll be right
Sons
back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley D's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Yeah, and folks, the last segment, it's been a quick 2 hours. This week I spent some time on the unspoken, and I want you to understand that administrators, doctors, and coroners are all getting paid to push the pandemic. So if you're trying to figure out why when you walk into a hospital, everybody's acting out of character. Well, they're not out of character. They're acting in character, and each and every one of them has sold their souls just like Judas, Luke 22:48. A free required PCR test in the emergency room or upon admission for every patient with a government-paid fee to the hospital. I got a question for you, friends. What do you mean with government-paid fee to hospital? Where did that money come to empower the government to pay the hospitals to give the PCR tests? Your tax dollars at work. Illegal. Added bonus payment for each positive COVID-19 diagnosis. So they're manufacturing all of this. Another bonus for COVID-19 admission to the hospital. So no matter what, friends, no matter what your symptom is, they always want to point their finger and say it's COVID. Why? Because they get paid for it. It's called incentivized. They're being incentivized. A 20% boost bonus payment for Medicare on the entire hospital bill for use of remdesivir instead of medicines such as ivermectin. That's why ivermectin is disappearing. They don't want a cure. They want to drive you to themselves. And we know that a lot of people are dying. There's a high percentage of people that are put on this drug that die. Another and larger bonus payment to the hospital if a COVID-19 patient is mechanically ventilated. It's about the most unnatural thing I've ever seen in my life. I've seen one guy miraculously get through it. But do you know that when they put them on these mechanical ventilators, there's a bonus? What is it, 75 to 80% of the people that are ventilated die? Okay? And here it is. More money to the hospital if the cause of death is listed as COVID-19. That's why they're saying that everybody's dying from COVID, because the hospitals sold the people out, right? And in the process of doing so, they get a bonus to list the death as COVID-19, even if the patient did not die of COVID-19, which I'm not going to go down that road because, again, I'm not going to get, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. They're not getting you to ask the right questions, okay? 99.999% of the people that get a strain of COVID self-heal. Okay, that's called your immune system naturally fighting it off, okay? And one more, a COVID-19 diagnosis also provided extra money to payments to the coroners to say that they all died of COVID. That's how they are selling it with you. In other words, they're going right along with Anthony Fauci. And to suggest that Ted Cruz is doing a service to this country, I'm here to tell you that is the most backwards thing that I've ever heard of in all of my life. Justice guards our liberty, not talk, not gossip, not name-calling, not scoffing, not mocking, no, but justice. Enforce the law. You know what, folks? I get the opportunity to see some of these guys every once in a while, and I want to tell you, if I see Ted, Ted's going to get a mouthful. Rand Paul will, too, as to how they're selling the American people out. And yet, how dare you Americans sit there and say that these are great Americans when they're capitalizing off of you through the fear that they sell? They're not there to sell you fear. They're there to uphold the law, and they're not doing that in any sense of the word, okay? In any sense of the word. I want to show you something really quick, again, because if you're noticing, you're seeing a lot of Ron DeSantis from Florida. They're putting Biden and him up against each other because they're trying to get them to face off. You know, these are the two contenders. These are the two hand-picked contenders. The reason you're seeing a lot of Ron DeSantis right now is because he is throwing his hat in to become the president. Okay? That's why you're seeing a lot of him standing up against Biden, because they want you to believe that, look, there's one that's standing up against Joe Biden and his crimes. 330 million cheerleaders do nothing. I want to show you something really quick, okay? This is Ron DeSantis, and again, the conservatives of the day are pleased because this is who they serve, their favorite politicians. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because I'm going to show you what, in fact, Matthew 7:16, he is doing. Okay? You ready for this? Let's go for it. This is Ron DeSantis.
And let me just say, in Florida, we will not let them lock you down. We will not let them take your jobs. We will not let them harm your businesses. We will not let them close your schools. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. The lockdowns didn't stop COVID. Forced masking, they said last year, would end the pandemic if 80% wore masks. Many more than that were wearing masks, and it hasn't worked. They said you could get COVID off surfaces, which isn't true. They've not been honest about the origins of the virus, and they haven't been forthright about natural immunity. And with these travel restrictions, I was probably the first governor in January of 2020 to call for travel restrictions from China. I supported President Trump when he did that. But we have to take a step back and acknowledge that those travel restrictions just didn't work. The virus had already spread.
He's selling the virus too, friends. He's going right along with it.
In Southern Africa, that does not mean that it's not in any corner of the globe. It's an airborne respiratory virus. So I think those restrictions are not going to work. They haven't worked in the past. And clearly, to even be entertaining the idea of doing destructive, disastrous policies like lockdowns, I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised because I think some people are just wired for this. But it is not going to happen in the state of Florida. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, you can take that to the bank, right? Well, that's what he said. That's what he said, but let me show you what he did, okay? This was a piece that we did sometime back, June 26th of 2021. We caught on to Ron DeSantis and what he was doing. And I want you to know what he says and what he is doing are two different stories, just like any other politician. Ron actually signed into law SB 2006, which prohibits government businesses, educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccination. Okay? Okay, and there's also reports now circulating in the alternative media for those who have actually read the bill, and what they find is that much of it was overlooked. And what they've discovered is that the bill prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccination status, but it allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine at the direction of, guess what, administrative law, again, unconstitutional, the Department of Health in Florida. It's the same thing Kristi Noem in South Dakota did, said, I'd never shut down the state. Yet, folks, we showed you the documentation. We had Jordan Mason, who works on the inside in Rapid City, Pierre, South Dakota, at the Capitol, and he told us, and not only did he tell us, but he also delivered all the articles exposing Kristi Noem for doing the opposite of what she said. What she did is she signed it, she shut down the state, and what she did is she tried to distance herself away from all of those that were, in fact, shutting the state down. It's the same thing DeSantis is doing. An overlooked section of Florida Senate Bill 2006 put into law by the state legislature, by the way, it's not law, and Governor Ron DeSantis on 2021, May 3rd, allows government officials to forcibly vaccinate citizens. And ironically, the bill was widely supported as it was allegedly intended to ban vaccine passports in Florida at the same time. This is what they always do. They sell it to you, friends. They put some sort of cute little name on it, as if to suggest they're working for you, like the Patriot Act after 2001, September 11th, the Patriot Act. The fact of the matter is, if you just pull off, just take a peel off that onion, you can smell it right away by looking at what's inside of the bill. It should have been called the Act of Tyranny. It's the same thing Ron DeSantis is doing. This is, again, why people must go back to school and see for themselves what the Constitution actually has to say. Do it for your own sake, because your freedom depends upon it, Americans. 2 Corinthians. I'm thinking of where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 3:17. Your freedoms depend upon what you do concerning the information that's been given unto you right now. And by the way, that is where your hope is. What are you doing with the truth that's been delivered to you today? Because it's up to us, America, as to the direction this country is going to go. As we continuously follow the Christ, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, follow me as I follow Christ. We must follow the leader of nations because the government is upon his shoulders. It always has been and it always will be. And if we keep our eyes fixed on him, we cannot go wrong. I didn't say we wouldn't make mistakes, but I said we cannot go wrong. Okay? Folks, I'm going to do a whole show on some of the things that we were talking about. On Monday, I got a guest, Shad Olson. He's an Emmy Award-winning, two times over, a reporter. And he's going to highlight some of the stuff going on throughout the states. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.